This is Sarah Pearson, and you're listening to the Emerging Artist Series, only on Mike FM. And today in studio, we have the lovely Kristen Boussandry. Hi, Kristen. How's it going?
I'm good, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. Kristen, you are, you've been described as sultry, as, what are some words I've read? Captivating, some quote. You're clearly, you make an impression on people. But I guess for the sake of defining your music, would it be safe to call it, you know, jazz-influenced folk music?
That tends to kind of draw a comparison in that it sort of blends this alternative folk approach, but my vocals are quite blues and jazz influenced.
Okay.
So I would call it, you know, alt folk with sort of jazzy vocals.
Okay, great. Now that we've taken care of the labeling of music, which is always the most unpleasant part.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, it's hard because your music is just, it's yours. It just comes from wherever it comes from. How long have you been writing music?
Really, my whole life. I can't think of a time when, you know, music didn't figure prominently in terms of who I am. Mm. But it's really been the last 5 years, I'd say, that I've been dedicating myself much more to doing it on a professional level. Mm-hmm. I was very fortunate, you know, in New York. I was there for several years recording and writing and really learning from some pros in the business. And, you know, I'm recently back in Montreal and thrilled to be back of the scene here.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk more about that. What inspired you to go that extra mile and try and work on this professionally?
You know, for the simple fact that I can't imagine what I would do if I wasn't a musician. Mm-hmm. And it's just my passion. It's my love. And I think, you know, bringing music to people and connecting with the audience, for me, it's the greatest pleasure there is. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing everything I can to, you know, reach as many people as I can.
Cool. Now, were you involved in music as a kid? Like, you know, music lessons? What I mean, you said that you've been a musician your entire life. Like, let's talk a little bit about that. I think
sure.
It's interesting to hear how one goes from being, you know, a child musician, however that, you know, whatever that means, to being what you are now.
Well, you know, I'm sure there's some embarrassing demo tapes somewhere of me as the Little Mermaid, you know,
nice.
8 years old, hopping around on a stage. But, you know, high school, I did a lot of vocal jazz, which is okay. Where that comes in the influence of my vocals. And then in college, I was in a funk band. I've
cool.
been all over the board in terms of trying every kind of style of music. It was good, though, the exposure from being a very young child and doing theater and acting and Broadway and Disney and all of that kind of stuff, all those kinds of music, to where I am today. Actually, for me, the hardest thing has been to kind of narrow down and define my sound and define my genre.
Yeah.
And I feel that with this record and with the musicians and the producer that I've had the fortunate luck of working with, we've really done that.
Okay. That must be such an interesting process. And I want to talk about your record in a moment, but can you elaborate on that a little bit about how you did come to this sound and how you did narrow it down?
Sure. I mean, it was actually quite organic. You know, I've been writing songs my whole life, so we kind of narrowed it down to 10 that we thought were the best and that were the most representative of who I am and what my message is and what I'm trying to say. And my producer, Dave Sturton, who's a local producer, he's actually worked a lot with Jean Leloup, put together this incredible group of musicians on my record,
wow.
who are now my band. And each one of those musicians brought their own flavor. So, you know, we have Rick Howarth, who's actually a really famous Quebecois guitar player. He's played with, you know, Paul Pichet and Lasse Decella, and
wow.
he brings a very bluesy rock flavor. And then we have another guitar player who's a Berkeley grad, so he's got a very yeah. jazz kind of sound.
Right.
And then we brought Pat Duca, who's an indie rock drummer who plays with Marc Berube.
Wow.
And Al Mack, who, you know, was touring with Florence K. So you bring in all of these individuals, and we basically rehearsed for months and months and months. And slowly over this amount of time, this sound just
yeah.
came.
Wow, that's great. A real collaborative process, it
absolutely.
Sounds like. Yeah, cool. When is this album due out?
Well, we're probably going to be releasing 2 EPs.
Okay.
The first 4 songs are coming out in the fall, as soon as we can.
Nice.
I mean, have some work to do around imaging and branding. And then we're going to release another 4 songs in early winter 2011, so January, February, to coincide with the physical release. And we're going to put all of the songs together on one album with a couple bonus tracks.
Okay, wow. So it's been quite a process, it sounds like, as it always is with albums.
It is. It's an amazing amount of work. And, you know, I wish people could kind of get a glimpse behind the scenes. And I think when people hear music, you know, there's the sense that they can just get it for free because it's intangible and you can't touch it. But if they knew all the blood, sweat, and tears and the lifetime that was behind it, I think they might value it differently.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And yet on a personal level, you'll always have that, you know, just to have accomplished something. Even now, you know, it hasn't even been released yet, but your tracks are laid down, they're done, they're in mastering phases now.
Absolutely.
And what an incredible accomplishment. You'll always have that. You
Thank
know?
You. It is the best feeling. And I mean, you can't do it for any other reason. You have to define success, I think, in a way, not by how many copies you sell or, you know, how famous you become, but by your own sense of, you know, your own sense of joy about producing something.
Yeah. So let's talk about your return to Montreal. You know, you've left New York City, which I don't have to explain what kind of a music scene it is there. Obviously, that's like the center of so much culture and entertainment in the world. And you've come back to Montreal, which is also a very special place for musicians, a different kind of scene for sure. And maybe a more organic scene and a more intimate scene. But there's an enormous amount of creative energy here and people, quote unquote, making it out of Montreal.
Yep.
How has it felt for you to return from New York to here?
You know, you're so right on with everything you say. And it just shows me how knowledgeable you really are about both scenes.
I talk to a lot of musicians.
Yeah, I can tell. Well, leaving New York was certainly hard because I was there for years. So I built, you know, my friendships there and my whole world was there. And I was both living in Chelsea in Manhattan and then I moved to Williamsburg, Brooklyn, which, you know, there's so many great bands coming out of Williamsburg. But ultimately, you know, my decision to come back to Montreal was simply that I think you hit the word on the head, the intimacy of here. The fact that you can really establish an incredible local base of fans in a city like Montreal. And then kind of, you know, after you've done that for a few years, kind of tackle the world on the world stage. But it's very difficult for artists to kind of break through in a place like New York. And honestly, I just missed Montreal. I missed the French culture. I missed the beauty of the city. So I have to say I'm very happy to be back. And having worked with the band I've worked with and my producer, it just come together in such
Amazing.
A great way.
Amazing. Yeah, the city draws people back in a very strange way, in a very powerful way. It's great to have you here in the music scene, and you came back recently, and you're already pretty, you know, getting more and more established in the local scene. You performed last week at Melina Suchen's Acoustic Night series, which we've had a lot of artists from that series come in here and be interviewed here on Emerging Artists. Great cultural thing happening in Montreal. And so it sounds like things are really taking off.
Thank you. And, you know, we should definitely give a shout out to Melina and her Acoustic Night series. I loved being a part of that. I was very impressed by her professionalism. And it's great to see, you know, young female artists giving opportunities to other mostly female artists.
Yeah.
I mean, I was part of the Wawa Festival back in February by Amanda Mabro.
Yeah,
we had Elsie Yan and Amanda. It was a similar thing. So that's another great point about Montreal is that sense of community. But, you know, to get to what you were saying, things are happening really fast. I mean, it's very exciting. I'm getting a lot of opportunities and I'm starting to feel like I can't keep up with it. So I'm thrilled.
Cool. Yeah. That's a good sign. It shows that you made the right decision coming back.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Your album is going to be released, it sounds like, in segments, in EPs. And so it's definitely something to be watching out for, something to track. You can check out Kristen's music on her MySpace page. It's myspace.com/Kristen Busandri. So Kristen spelled K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Busandri, B-U-S-S-A-N-D-R-I. We are going to take a listen now to one of the recently mastered tracks that's going to be on Kristen's upcoming album. Do you have a name for the album yet, or is that still in the works?
It's still in the works.
Okay. That's part of the intimate branding process that's going to be happening over the summer. Cool. Well, the track is called Alive. And you want to tell us a quick little word about what this track means to you?
Sure. Well, it's interesting. I think it means different things to different people. But to me, it's sort of really about wanting passion and wanting a confrontation and kind of standing your ground.
Okay, great. lots of things to listen for. Thank you so much, Kristen, for being here today.
Thank you, Sarah.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Bye.